NBC contributor, Trump saying Heil Hitler with date of flag re-raising. By Joshua Kaplan on August 7, 2019. Appearing Monday on MSNBC's The 11th Hour, NBC News national security contributor Frank Fialuzzi told host Brian Williams that President Donald Trump was at least inadvertently sending a secret message to the white supremacist movement by ordering U.S. flags flown at half-mast due to the deadly shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, to be re-raised on August 8. A partial transcript is as follows. Brian Williams. Frank, what were the signs and how do we know how to navigate white supremacist terrorism tomorrow and the next day? This starts becoming a definition of terrorism when people develop anxiety about what should be free-flowing public places. Frank Fialuzzi. Exactly right. The definition of terrorism is conduct designed to co-intimidate the civilian population. And if we don't take action quickly, then that will continue to play out. I have a piece out just tonight in the New York Times on what, sadly, I think is going to happen next if we don't disrupt the chain of radicalization. What were the warning signs for me, Brian? Ironically, they weren't from my experience in domestic terrorism, but rather they were from my experience in international terrorism and radicalization to Islamic Jihad. You see the same things happening now in white hate groups and white supremacy groups, where not only is the internet facilitating the speed of radicalization, but our leader, our chief executive, is seen as almost a mentor and a radicalizer. And unfortunately, today, we did not hear what we needed to hear from that person that these extremists and unstable people look to. He spoke in the passive voice, in the collective voice. We didn't hear first person from him. We didn't hear, I condemn white hate ideology. We heard the nation must condemn it. Well, the nation does condemn it, but we didn't hear what we needed to hear. So what happens is the extremists interpreted what the president read off a script today as something he needed to say, something he didn't really want to say. So, the president is either getting really good advice and rejecting it, or is getting really bad advice. And I'll give you an example of that. We have to understand the adversary and the threat we're dealing with. And if we don't understand how they think, we'll never understand how to encounter them. So it's little things and language and messaging that matters. The president said that we will fly our flags at half-mast until August 8. That's 8/8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House.